Just saw something online that's pretty cool. And not a bad thing to do this weekend and perhaps today when you get home. With the announcement that former NFL running back Chris Johnson has been diagnosed with ALS, which sucks, absolutely sucks. I know a couple people that have been afflicted with this, and it's brutal, right? It's a death sentence at some point, and it's awful. Remember years ago, we had the ice bucket challenge, and that was to benefit ALS, and people would do, you know, dump a bucket of ice on you, ice and water, and you try to raise money that way, and then challenge other people to do it, and they would donate money, and they would film themselves doing it. I did one at the time. A lot of fun. Then I added to it by slamming a beer and doing a shot of tequila or something like that. We had a lot of fun with it and raised some money with it. Just saw that now, because of the announcement that Chris Johnson is ALS, there's a video of Marshawn Lynch doing the ice bucket challenge. And realizing that it's like 100 degrees outside, maybe not the worst thing in the world to do, to go out and do the ice bucket challenge today or tomorrow or while these days are hot. It does two things. Cools you down. And also, well, three things. You raise awareness for ALS. And more importantly, if you put your money where your mouth is, you can make a donation as well for research for ALS. So I think it's a cool thing to see. And Marshawn Lynch did this like a boss, which he is, beast mode. Just watching it again, where it's a bucket of, that looks cold. But on a day where it's 100, yes, go for it. That should be good for you. Mentioned we get in some Pistons talk and some Red Wing talk, Tiger talk as well. Real quickly, Kang, because we're going to do this throughout the show. We will be talking about all the major food groups, and soccer is included in the food groups. Got a lot of people still lined up, want to talk about the World Cup and the controversy, and is this the best team USA has put out there? But I did want to get to the Pistons a little bit here, because this is I heard some growing concern from people as we're 24 hours into the free agent period, and Jalen Duren has not been signed to an offer sheet by another team. So there has not been any thought of a sign and trade. That it looks like Jalen Duren, his market has kind of dried up now with other centers going to other teams. And, you know, we welcome him back here with the Pistons, which I think all along was the plan that the Pistons had. They were going to match any offer anyway. But Collins was really the only major signing they had. There's a report that Marcus Sasser has been traded to Dallas, and this could all be part of some wild sign and trade thing that goes on, be announced next week. But your thoughts on where the Pistons are right now, what still has to be done, and maybe what could be done.
So I'm on a bit of a roller coaster with how I feel about Langdon and the Pistons. At the end of the season, when Langdon has press conference, the idea I was getting from that, the feeling I was getting from that presser, was that Langdon was kind of going to bring back the most of the same guys and try to add here or there on the margins. That's what it seemed like to me, right? Yep. That's the way I read it. I don't think Doug read it that way, but that's the way I read it. And then we head into the offseason, and then he starts creating these flexible cap moves, you know, moving on from Stewart, and then the Isaiah Joe things happen, and then, you know, the draft happens, and I'm thinking, okay, maybe he's setting himself up, and then all the rumors come out.
The Austin Reeves
rumors. Yeah, the Reeves, the Trey Murphy, the Kawhi, the Kyrie, right? Even
LeBron.
Yeah, Jaylen Brown, all this stuff, right? So I'm like, oh, and he did do all these moves to create extra cap flexibility. So I'm thinking, Trajan does have a plan that's bigger than what I thought. And even after the draft, he mentioned again, they need playmaking. They need someone to create shots. I'm thinking, okay, he knows that Cade Cunningham needs some more help. And then we go through the next couple days, and the biggest signing, like you said, is Collins. And they move on from Harris. I think this current roster, and I'm including Jalen Duren on this roster because he hasn't gone anywhere yet. Pistons still own his rights. I think overall, talent-wise, Gator, they are a better team than they were at the end of last season. Are they good enough to win the championship? No, they are not. So I'm still not calling it over because the offseason isn't over yet. But as of right now, I do approve of what he's done, but I also feel this can't be the end result. You know, I feel like there's still need to get that true secondary scorer who can create his own shot, who can you can count on a bucket without Cade Cunningham on the court, and they haven't done that yet. Because But I'm not going to crap on the offseason so far like some people are, because I do think they are better. Sometimes you find your superstar, and the Pistons are lucky they have one in Cade Cunningham, and then you try to alleviate some of that pressure by getting him a better supporting cast, and I think he's done that. I think that Isaiah, Joe, and Collins are better than what they had last year. I just don't think it's enough if you want to get to the next level, and so I'm waiting to see, is there a next move? Is there another bigger move? Is Trey Murphy still on the table?
Yeah, I'm kind of on board with you on this. I feel like they're probably a better team right now than what they were when they finished the season. But the landscape of the Eastern Conference has gotten better, and the Pistons didn't get appreciably better to put themselves in that conversation anymore, at least in my mind right now. I think there's still something else that's coming, that's brewing. I have to believe that, because I think all along they were talking about the triumvirate of players, their core group with Duren, Thompson, and of course Cade, and knowing that was going to be the case, and they still were going to go after Austin Reeves. Okay, well, that other move hasn't happened yet, right? I don't think that's made up in the aggregate of signing Isaiah Joe and Collins. I don't think that that's the case. I think there has to be something more to it than that. That remains to be seen. And the concern I have right now is that, A, you're not good enough to compete with the other teams that are in the elite in the Eastern Conference, I don't think right now. But the bigger concern I have is you've changed the identity of this team, I think, and maybe significantly, and going from one identity to perhaps another. And this is just a personal thing for me, because I liked that they were the tough team on the block. I liked that they were doing things the unconventional way, that they weren't just jacking up threes to jack up threes because that's what analytics tell you. I liked that aspect of the Pistons. They were different. They're changing from that, and it's just a personal thing where I'm going to have difficulty adjusting to the new-look Pistons. I'll probably end up loving it because Isaiah Joe can flat-out shoot, and it looks like they now have several shooting options on this team, not necessarily the number two guy, but they've got guys that
can more knock floor down spacing. Shots
behind. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
More floor spacing. And I understand your concern with the identity of the team. I still think the identity is defense. Now, they just might not foul as much and be as rough because they don't have to. I kept saying it last year. I know they won 60 games and they were the number one seed in the regular season. But when I looked at that roster, I was like, that is not a playoff roster. They're really going to have to need more talent if they want to be considered one of the elites in the East. And guess what? With that roster, which I think wasn't very good, by the way, they still were one game away from the Eastern Conference Finals. Now, you upgrade even marginally, like I think they have, you should theoretically maybe get into the Eastern Conference Finals now. Now, I do understand that other teams in the East did get better. Toronto with Kawhi is scary. I think Jalen Brown with the Sixers make the Sixers better.
Sixers look like they're going to be tough, yeah.
But I think that made the Celtics worse. Either way.
I agree with that.
Halliburton's back, and then you have to deal with the Knicks, too, and I get it. Orlando Magic, if they're healthy, I think they're a threat as well. So I think things get a little murky with the East.
You haven't even mentioned Cleveland.
Exactly, right? And they could get LeBron. So, yeah, I think the competition does get a little more tougher in the East, but I do think the Pistons got better, and I think they went pretty far with a really not the best talented roster last year. That's why it's really important, though, they get that next guy.
Yeah.
You know?
I think they need to separate themselves and absolutely get the next. Go do everything you can to get Trey Murphy or whatever that player is. You've got to find that player. The Eastern Conference is packed with good teams. I don't know if they're great teams, but they're good teams. And we haven't even mentioned Miami and Atlanta that are going to be better teams. You know, Miami now that they got Giannis out there.
Yeah, to work I didn't with. Even mention those two. Yeah. Right.
So that's a lot of teams we've mentioned there. And that might be eight teams we already mentioned that are going to be competing for the East. And oh, by the way, the defending NBA champs, the Knicks, are another team we haven't even talked about. So the landscape of the conference is a lot tougher, and we knew it was going to be tougher. But now that we've seen some moves made, like it was just going to be tougher by other teams getting healthy. But now that moves have been made to bring Giannis to Miami, to take Jalen Brown going from Boston over to Philadelphia, that's interesting. All these moves and the LeBron situation, if he ends up going to Cleveland, and I guess now he's the Kelce favorite to go to Cleveland, if that ends up happening, I mean, that's makes Cleveland really tough. So, yeah, the Pistons have to make another move. I'm not killing them yet, and I don't think I'll kill them anyway. It's just, okay, you're doing a slow and steady approach, which is it's fine to get from 14 to 44 to 60. And if you've set your goals up that we got to get past the second round, which is what he has said, what Trajan Langdon said, that rubs people the wrong way. Anyway, people want, why they want the big leap? Well, the big leap was this year, but they want the bigger leap. They want you to go for it. Everybody wants every team in town to go for it, make the big move. And they haven't made the big move yet to go for it.
No, and I know you don't get a trophy for trying, right, but I do feel like the fact that they've been involved in so many rumors of bigger players, that does tell me at least he sees the need. You know, he sees the hole and he's trying to do something about it. Now, where I'll get really upset is if Trey Murphy does get moved and it's not to Detroit, then I'm like, man.
Yeah, that
means
be...
he was available, like really available. You just need to go and press the issue. I want Trey Murphy as a Piston. That feels like the move that they can make.
If he gets moved elsewhere, it feels like a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. This is 97.1.